Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the things you can do there, including checking out our archives and the articles and the Brain Trust and the books and the blog and the newsletter. All of those things are right there for you to use to your little heart's content, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in the small business you have or the one you want to have. And one of those folks who's been depositing her words of wisdom on us now in our ninth year with Joanna. She's been so faithful, so steadfast, such an abiding friend to us over the years that she's just a great friend, folks, and she's a good friend to you too. She's also one of the world's experts on customer care. She's the author of 54 Ways to Stay Positive and Winning at Customer Attention, and she is the Customer Care Coach. Joanna, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, and one of the things that you've been working on lately that I'm really excited about is you've been focusing on happiness.
I have.
And you've been trying to get people's attention to explain to them that there is a link. There's nothing vague about this. This is definitely a link between customer happiness and employee happiness.
Without a doubt, and intuitively, we all know that, don't we, Jim?
Well, but we don't think about it much, I think, sometimes.
No, we don't. And I've been involved last April, I became, I graduated from the Authentic Happiness Coaching Program with Martin Seligman, who is the, he's over at the University of Pennsylvania. He's the author of 22 books, including Learned Optimism, and Learned Optimism was a turning point in my life. I read that book about 14, 15 years ago, and I thought I was this, you know, really optimistic, upbeat kind of person, and I read that book, and I said, little traces of pessimism everywhere. It set me off on a course of study, and then I had the opportunity to work with him personally, and I graduated from his program. There's about 1,000 of us who've been graduated over 4 years, and a number of us, about 15 of us, have put together a group called the Positive Workplace Alliance, and we're taking...
Is that like a subversive group?
No. It's an interesting group, though, because...
You don't have to register anything, do you?
No, okay, no. Good. And actually, what's interesting about it is that we come from all over the world, so twice a month, we get together on the telephone, and it's so much fun. I mean, we've got somebody in Australia and somebody in England and somebody in Scotland and somebody in Canada. It's really interesting to have this kind of it's like your brain trust, Jim,
mm-hmm.
where we talk about the kinds of things we can do in business. You know, I think business owners have always been aware of the link between happiness and customer care, but I think business owners have believed that happiness was the employee's responsibility, and sure, we know we need happy employees, but it's not my responsibility to make them happy. So I think what we're coming to right now is that smart and savvy employers, they know it's not their responsibility to make employees happy, but they're awake to the fact that there are certain kinds of environments you can create where people will naturally be happier.
Well, and the thing is let's make sure we partition our happiness a little bit. And, you know, I could be happy with my family. I could be happy with my faith life. I could be happy with my health. I could be happy with my golf game, but I might not be happy with my job. And so, you know, you said, you know, it's not my place to make people happy. Well, I think maybe employers misunderstand that it's not your job to make them happy in their life, although being happy at work can contribute to that. It's only your responsibility to do what you can to make them happy as an employee.
Absolutely. And I think I think some very clear, I think there's some very simple and very clear things employers can do. I think number one, when you hire someone, is to really be honest about the environment they're coming into. I think, this happened recently with my daughter, so it's fresh in my mind. You know, when you hire someone and you promise them the world, and you allow them to believe that they are going to be able to, you know, have a lot of freedom in their jobs, especially with the creative people, the people that need that kind of, you know, room to breathe and have that creative freedom, mm-hmm. or that they're going to be able to work a job from beginning to end and not pieces and parts. Some people like to handle the whole thing. I think what you promise an employee is so important. And I think being clear about what your expectations are is incredibly important to setting the stage to creating a happy relationship with an employee.
How would you start that kind of conversation?
Well, just by first of all, during an interview, really understanding what the employee is looking for. Because a lot of people are excited about getting a job, but they haven't themselves figured out what motivates them. I'd be talking to people about what are the kinds of things that motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
Does achievement motivate them? Does freedom motivate them? Does the ability to work on a team motivate them? Does collaboration motivate them? I think for one thing, we'd be more careful in our hiring process to make sure that the folks that we're bringing in fit into the culture that we've created. Too often I'm working with companies that don't have a very clear hiring process, that haven't looked at what their values are and haven't figured out the kinds of questions that you need to ask to make sure that the potential new employee's values fit into your value system. That's a real important piece of happiness, to feel like you belong, to feel like you're part of something that's an extension of you. Very, very difficult for people emotionally when they're working in an organization that doesn't hold the same set of values that they do.
That's a very important thing to determine early on by the hirer and by the employer and the employee.
Absolutely.
And that is to establish that your organization has a culture. It has a personality. There are values that this company has, and is this person going to contribute to that, or are they going to detract from that?
Mm-hmm.
And the employee needs to be asking the same thing: is this a place that has the kind of values that I'm interested in? And I'll tell you what, Joanna, more and more employees, especially the young people, are asking those kinds of questions.
The young ones are asking.
And we need to be prepared, all of us folks who are longer in the tooth, me, not you, Joanna, need to be prepared to do that. When we come back, we're going to convert all this into happiness for your customers, because we know what happens when your customers are happy. It makes us happy. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Hark to take us out.
See the dog and butterfly. The faster we run, the further away the dreams of BJ's become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning
night. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Dan Fogelberg for you there. Joanna Brandy is our guest and our good friend. And Joanna, give us your website, please.
It's www.customercarecoach.com.
And tell us about that.
Well, Customer Care Coach is a product site. We offer a 9-month-long training program, as well as e-books and regular books, all on the topics of how to take better care of your customers and how to be a better customer care leader, because I think the key is with the leaders.
Why?
Well, you know, it's difficult to stay motivated to take care of you. Have you ever been in a customer service position, Jim, where you're dealing with customers all day long?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a challenging.
It's called retail.
Yeah, it's called retail. Yes, retail and some service positions over the phones and things like that. You're with customers all day long. It's difficult to stay motivated. It's difficult to stay on top of things, especially if the customers aren't already happy when they come to you.
Right.
It's a very, very challenging job. I think the role that leadership plays is so important, because it's the leader's responsibility to be taking care of the employees, making sure that they're feeling good, feeling good about taking care of the customers.
Right.
So I think, for one thing, I think people have to be reminded of the big picture, because without being reminded of what the big picture is, what role we really serve here, the important place we play in the customer's life, I think without being reminded of that in a number of different ways and frequently, I think the job becomes very difficult.
When I go out into the marketplace, I meet people, Joanna, and I don't think reminding them would mean that they've already, would assume that they've already heard about this. And I don't think some of these people have heard about this. You know, I mean, I've had some pretty bad customer service experiences lately, and I won't go into all of them, but I will tell you that, you know, some of the people that I met had never heard of what you just said. You know, to tell them would not be reminding them, it would be minding them, because there's no re to it. They didn't.
There is a strange assumption people make, you know, and we got to stop making it, because especially the younger generation doesn't have this skill tucked in their back pocket. There is a strange assumption that we make that people just know how to deal with customers.
Yeah.
That they are socially skilled, that they are emotionally skilled, that they are they're skilled with their language. If one more person says no problem to me, I'm going to pull my hair out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I have a great article.
That just happened to me yesterday.
I've got a great article. It's called The Problem with No Problem. So anybody that wants it can just send me an email, joanna@customercarecoach.com, and put the words no problem in the subject line. I'm thrilled to get that article out there.
Yeah, well, send it to me too. I don't know if I've had.
I will. We can.
I know
post it right
I probably
website.
Have it somewhere, but send it to me. Yeah, we probably.
We'll post it.
I think
right
it actually may
website.
Be on our website, but the thing is, Joanna, I'll tell you one quick thing that happened. We went to a place and after 45 minutes for lunch, we still didn't have our food. All right, so I just got, whenever things like that happen, I just look at my watch and I say, okay, in 3 minutes I'm leaving. And so I got up to leave and they said, where are you going? And I said, well, you know, it takes too long here to get my food, so I'm leaving. And, oh, well, wait a minute, let me get the manager. I said, well, why didn't you get the manager when my food wasn't coming out? And so then the manager catches us at the door and wants to get this. Now, you're going to love this, Joanna.
He wants to charge you.
No.
Oh, okay.
He didn't try to do that. No, they usually don't do that. They try to give you something, right? Like, see, we didn't get any food, so we didn't have anything to pay for. But my point is he wanted to give us, and you get this, this is the best part. He wanted to give us a VIP card. That would allow us to have the next meal on them.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to give. Now, after we're already very unhappy and maybe never to come back, now he wants to make me a VIP. Why didn't he make, when I walked in the door, why didn't he make me a VIP?
There you go. There
folks,
you go.
Folks, small business owners, I hope you get that. I hope you understand that I hope that when you heard me tell that story, you said, what? Because that's and then what I want you to do now is go make sure that your employees aren't doing that. But what? The point I guess I'm making, Joanna, that was the company structure. These are the tools they gave their employees.
It's amazing to me.
How can anybody be happy with those tools?
Every customer's a VIP. Every single customer's a VIP. And it's up to the manager. It's up to the leader of the organization to make sure that everybody knows that. You know, I'm working with a client of mine right now and trying to explain to them that if you study the companies, they hired me to help them get to world-class customer service. And one of the things that I'm talking to the CEO about is the fact that if you actually go into a company that has that really has world-class customer service, people are obsessed with the customers. They're not just mm-hmm. nice to the customer.
Right.
They're just not concerned about the customer. They are obsessed about their own behavior when it comes to that customer.
But, Joanna, don't we have to make sure that our own systems aren't creating an impediment to customer service?
Absolutely.
That manager that I was just talking about, he wasn't happy about what happened to me. But that was what they gave him to work with. And so, you know, if you want to make your employees happy, give them tools and systems and procedures that will allow them to do a good job.
Yeah, I call them mechanisms. You have to build the mechanisms so those things happen. And you're absolutely right. Without the tools, and there are lots of people that would like to do their job better, they just don't have a tool. So the leader's job or the manager's job is then to go and ask that question once in a while. Are we giving you all the tools you need to do a great job taking care of your customers?
Happy customers work for happy companies.
Oh,
Joanna,
yeah.
Give us your website, please.
www.customercarecoach.com.
Thank you, Joanna. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.